the first day of the month. New things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Isaiah 42, verse 9. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 2. On the first day of each month, we look ahead, recalling the many opportunities God gives us to start afresh and to begin new ventures in discipleship. Jesus told his followers to take up the cross daily. Contrary to common belief, the cross is not some burden or challenge in life that we cannot escape or simply must endure, such as chronic disease or being unable to find work. Rather, the cross is something we can evade, but we nevertheless take it up willingly, even amid misgivings. In Gethsemane, Jesus reluctantly yet willingly accepted the cross that was presented to him. Thus, he defined his own instruction and set the pattern for discipleship. As a new month begins, ask yourself, am I willing, indeed eager, to see God at work in new ways in my life? Will I work to identify God's newness, particularly when it does not seem evident to me? Am I determined to trust in God's ways, even if I am apprehensive about what they hold in store? Will I seek in all things to give thanks to God? Opening prayer. In the beginning, O Lord, you created heaven and earth. You have promised to bring forth a new heaven and a new earth. Grant, therefore, to all of your people a firm conviction of your goodness and a zeal to participate fully in whatever you intend for us, that we may be effective witnesses to the world in both word and deed. A people who steadfastly proclaim your love through Christ our risen Savior. Amen. Psalm 8. God, brilliant Lord, yours is a household name. Nursing infants gurgle choruses about you. Toddlers shout the songs that drown out enemy talk and silence atheist babble. I look up at your maker of skies, dark and enormous, your handmade sky jewelry, moon and stars mounted in their settings. Then I look at my micro self and wonder, why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? Yet we've so narrowly missed being gods, bright with Eden's dawn light. You put us in charge of your handcrafted world, repeated to us your Genesis charge, made us lords of sheep and cattle, even animals out in the wild. Birds flying and fish swimming, whales singing in the ocean deeps. God, brilliant Lord, your name echoes around the world. From the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. The Lord heard a great wind from the sea, and there was a great storm on the sea, so that the ship was about to break up. Then the sailors became afraid, and every man cried to his God, and they threw the cargo which was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone below into the hold of the ship, laid down, and fallen sound asleep. So the captain approached him and said, How is it that you are sleeping? Get up, call on your God. Perhaps your God will be concerned about us so that we will not perish. Each man came to his mate. Come, let us cast lots so that we may learn on whose account this calamity has struck us. So they cast lots, and lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, Tell us now, on whose account has this calamity struck us? What is your occupation? And where do you come from? And what is your country? And what people are you? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land. Then the people became extremely frightened, and they said to him, How could you do this? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. From the book of Acts, chapter 2. Verse 14, and then verses 22 through 32. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its possible. For God says of him, 'I saw the Lord always in my presence, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue exulted. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope, because you will not abandon my hope to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make the fullness of gladness with your presence. Brethren, I am confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. And so, because he was our prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on the throne, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses." The Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the way, Father, if it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise believe, because of the work themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." These are the readings of the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Monday's Prayer. Remember, O Lord, all for whom we prayed while gathered yesterday in public worship. Teach us how best we may serve them with deeds of love and kindness. Forgive us for any whom we neglected in prayer. Help us to open our hearts to the needs of all. Grant that what you taught us to do we may both ponder and perform. We bless you for the signs of your love revealed in bread and cup. By these gifts grant us not only hope until we gather at the heavenly banquet, but also graciousness that we may share with others among us the fruits of this earth. If anyone made a profession of faith, baptism, confirmation, or reaffirmation, please lift up their name at this time. Make firm and steadfast the faith of those who yesterday made covenant promises in the midst of the congregation, that they may be worthy disciples. Remind us continuously to keep the promises we have made to them as sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Bind into one company of hope and one community of service all that you have made and redeemed by the sacrificial life and death of Jesus, our risen Lord. Amen. An Introduction to Easter, the Great 50 Days, written by Lawrence Stuckey, is in the book This Way. What Easter celebrates is far too expansive to be confined to one day, so its message of joy is extended across 50 days, embracing 8 Sundays. The first Sunday we called Easter Day, and the final we know is the day of Pentecost. In the ancient church, both fasting and kneeling were forbidden, as they were considered inappropriate to this season. And Alleluia, banished from the liturgy throughout Lent, abounded, as they still do in our Easter hymns. The 6 stanzas of Charles Wesley's beloved Christ the Lord is Risen Today contain 24 Alleluias. The Gospels make clear that the resurrection of Jesus is no mere resuscitation. Such as he had given to Lazarus, the daughter of Jairus, and the son of the widow of Nain, all of whom had to die again. Nor is it a ghostly manifestation. Furthermore, it is not some psychological trick of wish fulfillment, as our current culture may be inclined to believe. The resurrection is the manifestation of a new kind and quality of life, which we have no words to describe. If we think that we can understand it, we do not understand it at all. For resurrection is a sublime, mysterious gift of God, which we are to experience as both astounding and transforming. The risen Christ is freed from the limitations of time and space, taken on at Bethlehem. That is the meaning of Ascension Day, the 40th day of this season. The power of this resurrection, mediated by the Holy Spirit, is what establishes and motivates the mission of the church. That is the meaning of the Pentecost, the 50th and final day. A prayer by Dawn Sanders from the Methodist Prayer Handbook 2021. Lord, every time the tide is high and the gales blow in, we remember you stilled the storm. Bless those surrounded by the sea, with their lives dictated by tides, their goods and produce dependent on ships finding safe harbor. Every time the tractor plows the field and the picker gathers the crop, we remember you sow seeds of life. Bless those surrounded by agriculture, with their lives dictated by the seasons, their goods and produce dependent on the weather and the land. Every time we see a plane in flight and turn our heads to the sky, we remember you made us your children. Bless those who fly with their lives dictated by the winds and fog, our goods and produce flying through the heavens to find their way to our homes. Amen. The Lord's Prayer, current ecumenical text. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Receive this benediction for Easter from the United Methodist Book of Worship. We are sent forth in the power of Christ's resurrection. Alleluia! The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.